It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious Word of God, for the internal truth that's so profoundly simple, that Jesus Christ is our only hope. And thank you for that, because we came into this world in sin, under condemnation because of sin, and the wrath and judgment. But Jesus came and gave us life. And it was by grace. And He gave it as a gift. He gave His life and shed His blood, that we, terrible sinners such as we are, might be saved and have God's righteousness applied in our life. Father, can we say thank you for that? Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ today. Would you touch their lives? Would you draw them to you in such a manner? Fill you people with the word of the Lord. Fill us with your knowledge. Fill us with your spirit. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your wisdom. And may Jesus have free right of way in our lives. Let the Holy Spirit of God be real in our lives to be used of our precious and lovely Lord. We ask these things in the name of Christ. In Jesus, we ask your will to be done. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. This is the Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. And here we are on Thursday, and how good God is. I want you to open your Bibles back to the book of Romans, chapter number 5, and we'll pick up at verse 20 just in a moment. But could we just mention, because our classes at VBC Bible Institute will be conducted tonight, and our students will be listening to these programs. And if you've been praying about enrolling with VBC Bible Institute, please don't put it off. We now have it on our new website. If you wish to go to the website, it's www.vbcministries.org, and go to our website, and then as you look, you can go to the VBC Bible Institute page and click on it, and it will come up and show you the different classes. And this is the first semester of the 3-year course. And our classes are Old Testament Survey. Dr. Tull Oaks is our instructor. Class number 2, How We Got Our Bible. Brother Kenneth Forbes is our instructor. And then class number 3, Clerk's Doctrine and Administration. Our instructor is Brother Wynn Greer. And if you need to register, your registration is right there. You can download it, and you can also watch these lessons right on your computer, and we have it also in DVD and CD. And in other words, You can watch it and ride along. A husband and wife can enjoy being able to see and hear. Some that have the equipment, they can take and just hook it right to their television. And there's all kinds of things that can be done. If we can help you, let us know. If you need to call us, it's area code 423-772-3848. You'll find that teaching is basically, we're very just King James. We're Baptistic. We try to stay in the book and try to be the matter of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. And we want to help as many young people as we possibly can, young preachers and teachers, and husband and wives serving the Lord. And God bless you. Now, for those of you that are helping us in the Lord's work, let me say, we will be sending out this week. We have sent out another shipment of Bibles, and we'll be processing another one. It's the way this goes on. And thank you for your prayers and your support as we continue on with the Lord. And pray for our country. Pray that God's will be done in our leaders. And God's in charge. He knows what he's doing. And believe me, if there's ever been a time that our country needed the Lord, it's today. Amen. Now open your Bible to the book of Romans, and we're in chapter number 5. And I couldn't help but to notice, looking back on these scriptures, in verse number 12, it says, wherefore? In other words, that's telling you about what's happened before. For instance, in chapter 5, verse 1, God says, therefore, being justified by faith. I mean, God saves old sinners like us. And wherefore, as by one man sin. Here, in the next few verses in chapter 5 from verses 12, he's going to show us that through Adam we sinned. And then he said, he introduced us to Moses. God gave the law. Why did God give the law? To show mankind just how lost that we are. And the law had its purpose. But then what did God do? God gave us his Son, which is a free gift. And it's a gift by grace. And it's through one man, the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you come down to, in fact, you will read verse number 19 with me. For as by one man's disobedience, that's Adam, many were made sinners. So, by the obedience of one man Christ, shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. But look in verse number 20. Look at the little word, moreover. What does that mean? Well, we've looked at therefore, we've looked at wherefore, and showed us what was going on behind us, what's going on around us, but what's ahead of us. Amen. Moreover, the law, God said, entered that offense might abound. God gave the law to Moses that the offense, the sin that was so rampant, might abound. But where sin abounded, oh, praise God. What did God do? Just let sin take over and destroy man? No. Where sin abounded, verse number 20, grace, God's grace, this free grace of a free gift did much more abound. Hallelujah. How much grace does it take to overcome your sin? God's grace never ceases. He abounds. He works in abundant grace. But does that mean that you as a after you get saved that you are to just go out there and live anyway. No, grace never teaches that. Grace never allows that. But can I say to you, where sin is dealing in lives, God's grace can deliver that soul from their sin and let them live under the life of righteousness and justification in the Lord. Look at verse 21. He said, that as sin hath reigned unto death. Sin hath, past tense, reigned unto death. Even so, hallelujah. Here's the moreover. Even so, might grace reign. How? Through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And can I say to you that eternal life is eternal? What does it mean? Well, let me just say this as a sinner. Are you alive? No, you're dead in sin. When you get saved, you know what happens? You receive Jesus Christ. He is eternal life. You receive Him. You receive Him as eternal life because He is eternal. Well, what makes Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, different from everyone else? He's absolute God. He came in this world as perfect man, but absolute God. Never did He sin. Never did He even think about sinning. Can I say to you, He came and gave His life as a free gift, and as sin reigned unto death, even so might grace that Jesus came. Does not John say the law was given by Moses? But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life. And who's in charge of that eternal life? None other than Jesus Christ our Lord. How long can I be saved? As long as Jesus lives. How long can I enjoy the righteousness of God? As long as Jesus lives. And can I say to you, He is eternal. He is the eternal Son of God. He's our eternal Savior. He's our eternal salvation. Praise God. Everything about Him is eternal. Do you know Him? Is He your Lord? Is He your Savior? If not, why don't you stop right now and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me by your grace. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.